This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order. The end of the family. The end of mothers. The end of all our gifts God gave us. The beginning. Horrors that H.R. Geiger couldn't even imagine in his satanic twisted mind. Here we are, folks. The separation between good and evil is becoming so clear, and I just can't believe that the people running our country were even worse than I thought, and that the evil at the top now has got people in place that are almost as bad as it everywhere. And we now know the stakes. We cannot let these people get control. We've got to do whatever it takes and just absolutely constantly have our minds focused on being good, being straightforward, being honorable, and being fearless, and being in their face. Because we're dealing with pedophile Satanists. You want to know what's bottom of the rabbit hole? That's it. Child killing, raping, devil worshippers. You want to know? That's it. Then they get bored with that. Genetic engineering, mutating the species, killing the species, putting out genetically engineered funguses that are taking over the ocean and killing huge people. They're just trying to kill the planet right now. It's like watching a demon clown, you know, in a nursery full of kids with an ice pick taking his time with them. And some of them he pulls their eyeballs out. Others he chops their guts out. Others he puts in the microwave. And just runs around giggling and smirking. And you go see the supporters of this evil. They're like mutated versions of that. And you're just like, good God. And then the really higher up elites go, yeah. And we're making more of them, too, because that's their free will. Now, are you going to support us killing all of them? Anytime you want to get sick of this, just join us, and we're going to kill all of them soon, and then it's going to be okay, Alex. You think we're the evil ones. We actually are just giving them what they want, and they've chosen, and that's God's plan, and in the yin and the yang, and you just need to take care of yourself. You need to make the right decision. You just go on and join us, and it's not too late. It's not too late. But you did not much further, Alex. Now, come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, so the spider can eat me last? Eat my kids first and then eat me last? Laughing at me? Never. Not in 1 trillion eons. Not in 1,000 infinities. Never, 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 no, 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 no. You will not get control. You will not win. You will not kill everybody. You will not deform everyone. You will not have cancer rates of 90%. You will not have everybody infertile where you have to go to you to have humanoid kids. Oh, five parents. Yeah, it's a person. Here, it's your baby. Oh, look, it's 6'4" and perfectly looking. And it ain't got a soul, baby. They're like imprints, these clones. They just take on whatever they're programmed with in the culture and just go around on power trips. It's just basically like Satan bots or artificial synthetic sociopaths. See, there's one switch they want to cut off. It's virtue. It's innocence. Innocence is the window into infinity, the mind of God. And they seek, ever seek to destroy it. Ever seeking, ever looking, ever wishing. The average leftist, if they could, would run through a kindergarten with a hatchet. That's the main line ones. Want to kill your kids. We'll be right back. That's the epiphany.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to open the phones up for listeners on your take on the Iraq Part 2 / Vietnam Part 2 / oh, it's the same war over and over again, the situation in Afghanistan. And we're going to have Dr. Steve Pachinik riding shotgun with us for the hour because he was involved in the founding of Delta Force, involved in the training of all these people. He knows who's being sent in from the CIA to supposedly run this operation. I fought this and have done some questioning. And the point is, that's why Trump said it's fluid. He's going to try to have a negotiation, bring in some economic deals, and then pull out, calling it a build-up in the next year. But Pachinik says that's not the case. And that he thinks this is a disaster. And who knows? We'll see who's right. He's been right about 95% of the time. I've been right a few times, too, though, when he was wrong. So, you know, none of us are perfect. The day before the election, he's like, I just think they're giving it to Hillary. That's what they're saying now. And I said, you watch. They're not going to be able to steal all the states. He's going to win. And so we'll go to Pachinik here in a minute, but I've got to play some of these clips, as I've promised to do. Here's Trump declaring the enemy. During the break, I went and got a glass of water, and we got Fox News on in the coffee room, and they were saying, we don't know what he means, the speech. It was weird. And then they cut the other guy, and he goes, yeah, it didn't make sense. It's strange. Trump's rally isn't very helpful to himself. That's going on right now. This is Fox News, folks. It makes me love Trump even more. The entire media combine. I watched the hour-long live deal. I covered it live last night with Rob Due and Owen Schroyer. We had crew worked 18 hours yesterday. Couldn't drag us away. And we're sitting there watching this. It was all epic. The media is the enemy. They're dividing us. I get to cry. Charlottesville, we're coming together. On and on and on. I agree with all of it. Oh, by the way, I'm going to pardon Arpaio. It's just not going to be tonight because I want it to all be done legally correct. We were told a week ago he was going to pardon them at that event. And then we were told days before, well, he's going to wait because the lawyers are getting it all straight. The media will spin it that, oh, he just did it on the cuff. Is it legal? When, of course, it's legal. Arpaio is facing years in prison without a jury trial from an Obama judge for executing local, state, and federal law. So, and Arpaio's coming on exclusively next hour. I didn't even ask for this. The guy's so honorable. He's doing Hannity second because I'm not going to give you the secrets here, but obviously Arpaio was told by somebody that called him where he learned about it. And it's Dr. Corsi writing the articles, and it's Matt Drudge picked them up, and the president saw it in Matt Drudge's Twitter feed and then said, is this true? I haven't even heard of this on Fox. And he called Hannity up and said, why aren't you covering this? And it's not that Hannity's bad. Fox doesn't want this on. They are threatening everybody. Only Hannity is still fighting. Fox and Friends a little bit. I've talked to other people, high-level Fox, programmers, high-level. I talked to Ailes quite a bit before he died, but I'm going to leave it at that. He wanted to actually come to work for InfoWars, but he would be really there for about a minute and kind of not there. I said, sir, you need to retire. I don't think they killed him. He was, you know, could hardly walk at the end. They wanted me to go meet with him in Florida. And so all this is going on. All this is happening, and you just can't help but love Trump with all these hyenas and all these jackals attacking him and $4 trillion in the stock market and everything else that's happening. And then big banks say the end's near. Everything's going to plunge. We're raising interest rates. I mean, they're doing everything they can to kill this recovery and saying, wait till the economy goes down in the next few months. Then we're going to be able to get rid of you and say you're senile and just, nah. And so all this is happening, and they got CIA guys on TV going, we're going to fill mud. Well, we're going to kill him in the next month. I mean, this is what happens when they do kill him. They think they have like a full dictatorship. Say, yeah, we killed him. Now we're going to kill Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones. You people are crazy. As if you won't be instantly thrown out of that coup. I mean, anybody knows, anybody that executes a big, bloody, nasty coup like that, four or five groups are going to be basically taken to the guillotine after that. I'm going to be as far away from this power struggle as possible if they kill El Presidente. And I say El Presidente because we are banana boat, baby, at that point. So let's play a few clips and go to Pachinik for the rest of the hour and take your calls, 800-259-9231. Here he is calling out the enemy. I've already played this clip. I'm going to play it again. Here is the president calling out the enemy, the media, the corporate whore media owned by foreign banks that had the gall to pass Obamacare to triple your prices, make you buy it, and gang rape you, written by Republicans, and then the dumb Democrats go, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Yeah, please don't throw you in that briar patch, idiots. God, you're stupid. Let's go to the clip.
If you want to discover the source of the division in our country, look no further than the fake news and the crooked media, which would rather get ratings and clicks than tell the truth.
I want to play next the clapper piece, and then I'm going to go to our guest and play more of the clips with him. We're going to get to Afghanistan summit and back into the president overall. But we told you 4 months ago, the chatter was, you see, Roger Stone's really smart, and this isn't a secret. He talks to probably 50 reporters a day. And so he gives them a lot of good stuff. They give him stuff. And he said, no, the next thing is the Russian narrative is going to fail. They're going to expand it to all of his records and his whole family and try to find a bounce check or something, which they later admitted 2 months later. But the big thing is he's going to have early onset of dementia. And now that's the drum. It was all over the news last night. But here's Clapper. This is the guy that ran all, quote, U.S. intelligence, that 17th agency that said that the NSA never spies on Americans and that the sky is black at noon, not blue. that the Easter Bunny's real, but George Washington isn't. James Clapper, I question Trump's fitness for office. Wonder if he's looking for a way out. Again, the same lies. And then McConnell deserting him and saying, we're going to turn... McConnell tried to stop him in the primaries. It's the same dirtbags trying to hoodwink you. This is a test of you. Forget who Trump is. This is a test on their controlling the narrative like Karl Rove trying to show off to some female reporter. Just like Richard Pearl saddled up to a bunch of hot reporters and said, you know, I kill people. I'm a big killer. I kill a lot of people. Like, weighs 400 pounds, huge black circles, looks like a raccoon. And the women are like, ugh, gross. Hey, dude, women don't want to hear about any people you ordered killed yourself when you can't hardly walk. But at the same meeting, Karl Rove tries to show up and goes, I control history. And all of you media are nothing. I tell you what to say, whether it's true or not, you put it out, then I'll change history again. It's like Winston being tortured by O'Brien in 1984, and he's pulling his teeth out, and he goes, listen, once you're totally mentally ill, you won't believe in gravity if I tell you. We're going to get you to the point where I show you four figures, you see whatever the hell I want. If you don't see four figures, you see 527, 8, you see purple's your ass, bro. When I'm done, you have no mind, because my religion is destroying your mind and pissing on everyone, because I'm in the priest of power. And that's all this is for Don Lemon and the rest of them. And Karl Rove in an airport, I walk over and he goes, you're not a team player. You could be on Fox if you just start being a team player. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to get into stuff. He's just so stupid. I'm sitting there like I want to be on Fox when they've already offered me shows like 15 times. I don't want to get into numbers or any of it. He's just so stupid. I mean, I was like talking to a retarded midget. He even looks like he's got extra chromosomes, and I'm not being mean here. It's like they got a poor Down syndrome guy, and he literally is bragging to women that he's powerful and controls reality. Oh, my God. That is the virtue, and I love Down syndrome kids, and give them a special love, because they're great people. I'm just saying. But he has that strength, though. He does have that idiot strength. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. When I start laughing this hard, it's really a bad situation. Okay, hey, Dr. Pachenik, you've been down about the Afghanistan thing, but it's okay. It's okay. Go ahead.
You are brilliant.
No, I'm not.
To pay for this show. Honestly, I don't think anybody really understands how incredibly brilliant you are when you're riffing. It's like a jazz riff of incredible insights. I mean, talk about stream of consciousness, but it's always on target. You're right. Karl Rove is a midget. You're talking about Ailes. He was ready to die. I worked with him on the Bush campaign. You know, these are very mediocre individuals. The reason why you stand out is you've got a mind that's fast, it's quick, you pick up on that stuff.
Enough about me. Come on. Let's talk about, you're really mad right now about Afghanistan. I agree with what you're saying is right. It's terrible.
Look, let me just put it in simple words. We don't need wars. Trump came in. We said no more wars, no more Afghanistan, no more Iraq. That was it. And his initial instinct was correct. I don't want to go in Afghanistan. Then Mad Hog Mattis, and I give credit to Conley.
Mad Hog. I like that. Is that his name?
It's a man named Conley from Boston, South Boston, who did a brilliant. It was a man named Conley who lives in Maine. I give him credit, called Mad Hog, because he couldn't wait to get out of the military and then run to General Dynamics and then run to Theranos, which was this incredibly ridiculous company that was doing bloodstains, and it was bankrupt. And it shows you how stupid really Mattis is, incapable of really living a life on his own. And he had the great insight one day to say, oh, I remained in the military because I didn't want to have a midlife crisis. Are you kidding? This guy is a disaster. He is a self-promoter, a self-aggrandizer. And when you read his articles, they're childish. They're stupid.
That's what I thought. It's like he goes, I know philosophy. I'm really smart. I'm a genius. It's like I'm a shaman. And like it is the most, it's like a five-year-old wrote it.
Correct. And he comes out of the Hoover Institute. Meanwhile, he hasn't done anything creative. He can't write. He's not articulate. And he has no strategy. So other than that, we're doing fine, America. thank you, Mrs. Lincoln. We had a wonderful time at the, the theater. We're in a disaster mode. Trump should have gone with his instinct and said, get out. We don't want, need it. McMaster's a disaster. Clapper, who has been, should have been indicted, convicted, and gone to prison for lying in front of Congress. This moron who came out of a called SIGINT and then becomes DNI while he's director of national intelligence, Clapper, works for another company at the same time. Then when he gets another position, he works with another
company. Now, I understand they're all lying in their pockets, but let's expand on this. Afghanistan, Trump was against it, 15, 16 years ago. He's always against the Iraq war. All this, his instincts have been right. What changed? What are your sources? I've got a lot of sources. Or is this just...
Well, it's not my sources. What you can do is look at the New York Times, and you'll read the lead article by a man who worked for me, who I call the most slimy, egregious, disgusting individual whom I've had to work with, so-called Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad. He comes from Afghanistan. He's the only Muslim among the neocons. So he got slipped in, and Zalmay has been influencing this narrative. When the first time around he influenced it with the neocons, we went into Iraq. They created a disaster. Zalmay is a CIA operative, one of the dumbest they have. Came out of the University of Lebanon, American University of Lebanon, married to a Christian woman, Christy Bernard. And all they've done is to make themselves egregiously sycophants in order to get through the political system. So the CIA pushed them through, and my policy planning staff, the boss who oversaw me, my friend, said, be careful. I took him into the West Bank in Gaza. He had no idea of what was going on. He was a terrible translator. He couldn't really conceptualize any strategy or tactics. I came back, explained to Secretary of State Schultz that we would have eventually intifada. The Israelis were creating Hamas at that time. The Israelis denied it. They created Hamas as a counterforce to Hezbollah. Zalmay came out of the University of Chicago along with Paul Wolfowitz, Scooter Libby, and Richard.
I understand. Pearl. So they've got a neocon in there advising
not
generals.
Idiot. They have a whole bunch of them. Steve Hadley back again. You've got this moron and coward, John Bolton, who said, I can't go in the Vietnam War because I'm going to end up in a rice paddy dead. Oh, really? No kidding.
But he does have a nice mustache.
He does. You're correct, I must admit. But, this is the kind of guy that will never understand your humor. None of them will understand you. But they take themselves so seriously that they are really slimy parasites of our country. And what we have is a parasitic institution now. 80% of the generals between 2004 and 2011 left their six-figure pensions and went on to get more than six and seven figures from General Dynamics, SAIC, L3, blah, 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 all the other industrial complex. What I expected Trump to have done, as I'm a businessman, you're a businessman, one, to follow his instincts, get out of the wars. We don't need the wars. There is no terrorism. The CIA's created the Taliban. They created Al-Qaeda. They created
Hockney. I understand. You're giving us a history lesson, but what do you think's going to happen? How did Trump get convinced of this? I was told, and by the way, Eric Prince, actually, you were being critical the other day, was talking to some of our sources saying that it's all going to be a disaster and not a good idea. He was saying pull
That's
out.
Fine, but I mean, I'm critical of Eric Prince because his background was very simple. I knew his background when he was a SEAL. He was not a great SEAL. I'm not saying he should or shouldn't be doing what he's doing. That's his business. But when he created Blackwater, you're talking about a kid who was financed by his father. His father's a multi-billionaire. He didn't make his business. And then he came in and got multi-billion dollar contracts from Cheney through his sister. Divorce. So you're not talking about individuals who've really proved themselves in the past. What we have here is a series of failed individuals. That's my business, to understand their personalities and how their failures in turn repeat and create more dynamics.
Well, then let's get into Trump's psychology. He's somebody who has great energy, I think, great health overall, but does have some issues from going to military academy with kind of worshiping the commandant. I agree with you. I'm not a psychiatrist like you or a doctor or whatever from MIT. And all your degrees, but looking at the claims that he has early onset of dementia, this obvious talking point, and what do you make of that? I know you're not under the Goldwater rule, supposed to diagnose from a distance, but they're all doing it. What do you make of all their ridiculous diagnoses? They've had diagnoses about me that, you know, that I'm a megalomaniac, that I'm a narcissist, all this other horsemaner.
Listen, I hit the psychoanalytical community. I said to others who are not qualified, Trump is fine. He may have certain personality traits, that's his, but he doesn't have dementia. If that woman Navarro got sued by Trump and the family, you would see everything stopping. There's nothing mentally ill with Trump. What he's doing is his
own. Well, we found out they were told at the New York Times meeting 4 months ago, they said, don't worry, we're not going to get him on Russia. We're going to get him on dementia. I mean, I did a video. It's got a million views of Roger Stone. We had people in the damn meeting. I mean, it's ridiculous how much intel we've got on these people. But they just fly like they don't care that they have a huge radar signal. They just do what, there it is. Roger Stone predicts Trump critics will float Alzheimer's claims to demand impeachment. Let me see if the Washington Times gave us credit. Let's scroll down. Because, I mean, that was back 4 or 5 months ago I did that. That was May 17th. That was way before that. We broke that down. So, I mean, it's now happening.
I'm not saying Roger isn't wrong. I'm just saying that the basic...
No. Obviously, we know he's not mentally ill and doesn't have dementia. He's in great shape for 71. Looks like he's 60. What I'm saying is, it's like, where is this going? As a psychiatrist, let's get real about watching Trump and seeing what he does. It is a little interesting. He always wants to have his family around. It's a little interesting that he just gets really crazy around generals. I know he loves the military. That's good. That's one of the best expressions of our society is folks that sacrifice and stand for something compared to the leftist blobs. I mean, I get what he's saying. So I admire a lot of it, but it gets a little creepy with the general stuff.
What he is it's not creepy. I told you in the beginning, his father was German, came here, built up a huge real estate empire, and understood that Trump, as an adolescent, had a disciplinary problem. So he sent him to the New York Military Academy, which was more of a reformatory school. That's fine. In turn, Trump really began to appreciate the military precision and all that. But he himself never wanted to go to Vietnam and really avoided the draft for whatever reason. The key element here isn't even about Trump. It's about this machinery, this war machinery that keeps on pushing through not only the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, now even Trump, who came in to say, we're going to clean this all out, and suddenly they sequestered him. Now, I'm going to blame part of this on myself, because I encouraged some of my people to have military discipline in their command and control. I had no problems with John Kelly. But when I heard that we were going back to Afghanistan, and then I could see the footprints of this slimy monster, Zalmay Khalilzad, who avoided every military conflict we had, but made sure that we had wars in 9/11, went into Iraq, he became ambassador of Iraq, then we went into Afghanistan, he became ambassador of Afghanistan, he never could earn a penny outside of the Rand Corporation or any papers, and suddenly he has his own consulting firm. So what I'm talking about is the repetition of these obsequious sociopaths, both in the military and the civilian and the CIA, who come, define the narratives, and then finally they extract money from it. And so,
well, I know in the meetings from folks that were in a conference call when it happened that they kept saying, sir, 10,000 troops died for this. You've got, it's for the troops. And it's like, he's got this weak point. Literally, it shows how good he is. And he's like, yes, we can't give up. We're winners. We've got to, because we can't let them die in vain. What do we do about that psychology?
Well, the bottom line of the psychology should have resided with McMaster, and he failed. McMaster wrote a definitive book, the PhD thesis, on the dereliction of duty. And the dereliction of duty, he explained exactly how these obsequious generals, Abrams and Westmoreland, got the president to do what they wanted him to do. We have the same situation right now. And what he needs is a reality tester, not his own family. He needs somebody from the outside, whether it's Roger Stone or someone else who he can trust, to say, look, you have to be consistent with your promises to the people. And that way, Bannon was a very effective reality tester. Where he had a problem, and I probably would have had the same problem, is that Bannon was talking too much as he came in, and he was talking too much as he left. In other words, in some ways, he had to be more Machiavellian and more restrained on himself in order to affect the changes.
Well, sure. And then I love the New York Times today. It's like, Democrats warn Bannon, don't leak intel, we'll have you indicted, when they're the biggest leakers the world ever seen. We'll be back with phone calls, more clips of Trump. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MyCoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on here and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio with the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow with plenty of precision. The backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance. Others mean a roof of the Western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
One last breath before wind blows. Better raise your ears. Sound of hooves knock at your door. Lock up your wife and children now. Time to wield the blade. Now you've got some company. The horsemen are drawing nearer. They come to take your life. Onto the dead of night. See the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate and die. Oh, yeah! You know, Dave Mustaine wrote this song. And now he's writing a lot of other good songs, exposing tyranny. And growing up listening to that song, The Four Horsemen, when I was like 12 years old, lifting weights or whatever, I could never imagine years later I'd work with him a little bit behind the scenes to write some of the new albums. But it shows how all of you can do amazing things. You never know when you're doing little things how big it is. An example of that is David Knight came in here yesterday and he goes, look, I'm only getting hundreds of thousands of viewers online, not millions, and we're only got, you know, like, you know, 15 stations signing up in the next month. And I go, dude, most people take 20 years to get on 15 stations. You're doing great. And I said, I used to be on Access Television in 95, 96, and you know, a few thousand viewers. I had no idea. One of them was Mike Judge. And he said this on tape. I'm not bragging about me. He made one of the top 10 TV shows ever. They had 11 seasons or whatever. King of the Hill, one of the few shows with a few decent values and kind of the Hank Hill character. And then you got the Dale Gribble. Because he didn't know if I was right or wrong. So he kind of created the Hank Hill character off his dad and his grandpa and me. But then the bad side, he wasn't sure if we were right, was Dale Gribble, the conspiracy theorist. You know, it's gold fringe on the flag. It's a fascist court. And then later I meet Mike Judge, get to be good friends with him. And he's like, yeah, look at this VHS. It says Alex Jones, you know, the three Gribbles. And it was like I was a composite him watching every night. I used to go up there every night. And then he was riding King of the Hill while he was at his house in a studio. And it's just then I thought I wasn't influencing anybody in 95, 96. But I was influencing Mike Judge and King of the Hill. And that's just an example of how you throw these rocks out in the pond and you don't know what they're going to do. And that's why the globalists are so desperate about ban information, ban everyone. You have no power. You're scum. You're racist. If you talk about anything, if you notice there's death panels or that we're going to double your health care, you are a Nazi. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. It's because they're so scared. All of this is not a sign of their strength, it's a sign of their weakness, which scares me that a bunch of crazy people are dug in the government who are peacocking around trying to stop Trump when they ought to be asking, we can beat him by becoming more populist and ride all the wealth and figure out why everybody hates us. But they don't want to figure out why everybody hates them because they're going to project onto everybody else who they are, a bunch of race pimps. Now, we'll go to the psychiatrist here in a minute. We'll talk about that, Dr. Steve, Chris, John, Paul, Scott, and others that are patiently holding. But briefly, before I play a few of these clips and go back to Pachinik of stevepachinik.com, yeah, say what you want. I don't like this because he said, and he always does what he says, my instincts, this is bad, get out. I get you can't announce you're getting out. We just start evacuating. He announces, I've removed 90% of the forces. The last forces are leaving tomorrow. Or, you know, whatever. And then you don't have the Saigon event of 75. But I don't like it. But then compared to the wall of evil over here, I'm just not going to get in a whole hissy fit about it, even though it's going to be our troops getting their arms and legs blown off. I feel sorry for them, and I don't want 24 suicides a day and all this. I mean, he's trying to help with more visits to the VA and all this other stuff, trying to privatize it. Great, whatever. We'll get Pachinik's take on that, what should happen to the VA. He's worked in psychiatry at the VA and run whole, you know, divisions of it. So, but all I know is my gut knows Trump's real. My instinct knows he's real, and I'm going to see him stumble. But he's in the arena cut up pretty bad, folks. And the wolves are now coming in, trying to crash the market, everything. We're at the moment of real truth here. But before I go any further, if you don't fund us, it encourages the enemy to attack us. Because we know they watch our capital, and they know what we're doing, and there's been a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, because they don't just say they're going to kill you. There's also a lot of other things that come in to play. And some of the offers, they are good groups and good people, but, you know, 500 million, 50 million, 20 million. And like, we don't even want control here. Just, you know, and it's just like, I don't know if I can deal with all that stuff, you know? And then they have the news. Oh, $500 million. Alex Jones. Whoa, whatever. Yeah, but all this stuff is happening. I just need you to buy products like water filters, air filters, t-shirts, books, videos, supplements that I know are great, are the best products we can bring in. We go just private label, whatever's been around 20, 30 years. They go, he sells stuff that's been around forever. Yeah, the tried and true formulas, private label by us. What do you think? I don't know I'm a target? Plus, I want to sell you good stuff. Of course, I go out and get the very best brand names and private label them. I mean, anyways, we're selling out of DNA Force. We're selling out a lot of the products. Secret 12, 66% off the colloidal silver. DNA Force is selling out. We can't do Myco ZX. That's sold out. The Brain Force is selling out, so it's not on sale anymore. Survival Shield X2 is still on sale. All the oregano is on sale. Doesn't sound fancy. It's really amazing. BioTrue Selenium, just mustard seed, truly organic. It's like our iodine. They go, we tested it. It's not sodium iodine. It's not this other iodine. It's just pure iodine, which we've never seen anybody sell. Well, it's pure atomic iodine from deep earth. Yeah, you never saw anybody actually sell that. So everybody's too lazy to go dig it up and get a DEA license. The stuff like turns into blue, purple gas like I Dream of Genie if you get it out in the open until we put it into the palm oil. The point is, it's all available at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and I was not going to have this special today, but I got busy in meetings and a bunch of other stuff. We did not, it's my fault, get to the new specials. I haven't figured them out yet. So it's not something where, oh, the sale's one more day because I'm saying it, even though it turns out to work really well. I haven't gotten around to a new sale. We never had one this big, this long. There's dozens of things. Free shipping on $50 or more. Sign up for auto ship. It's an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But know this, when you spread our articles and videos, when you pray for us, when you talk to folks word of mouth about InfoWars and NewsWars.com, when you send the videos out, when you buy products, you could not be savaging the enemy more. Because this is war bonds here. And they think I'm crazy because I don't sell out to them. I'm not selling out to a bunch of pedophiles. It's not happening. It's easy to not sell out to these people. A bunch of devil-worshipping, self-centered jerks that, oh, the finest thing in the world of an elite is to kill a child. That's really powerful. I mean, it's just, that's who they are. These are the folks grabbing your kids out of your backyards, okay? You take one look at them, but you can see it as well. So, Dr. Pachinik, I want to play some clips and go to calls. But getting into positive things, they've got Fox News, CNN, they're all unified against Trump now. Why do you think that is? And other points on that.
I want to get to a point that you said about the ability to create something for oneself. I think that's the most important thing we can teach our audience. And let me say something. When I started writing, it took me, I was a 20-year overnight success. I was getting 4 and 5 rejections a day, and I was changing the type, the character. It didn't matter. Then one day, I came up with the notion of an op center, which was the fictional notion of what would happen in the present and in the future. All the public.
And now the threat fusion centers, the whole model out of your brain.
And one day I walked to Clancy because he used me as a model for Jack Ryan and Dick Clark. And I said, Tom, I'm going to share this with you. Put your name on the book. Now, this is the same book that was rejected hundreds, if not thousands of times. Went back to the same publishers with Tom Clancy's name on it. They thought I was a genius. They couldn't believe it. They said this couldn't be the same book. So my point to you and your audience is this is what America's about. America is not about the congressmen or the politicians or even the generals. You serve if you want to serve. You don't take money. I did not take money. And the one thing they could not understand about me, because I was a Cuban refugee, came to America, and they told me I would have to serve this country. And I said, fine, even though I may not agree with your wars, I will serve. And I did. I was quickly promoted to an 07, which is the rear admiral rank, at the age of 39. I had 10 years of pension in. And you know what I did? I said, you know what, gentlemen, I'm not going to continue anymore. And they said, are you nuts? Are you crazy? You're not continue? We're going to make you the director of NIMH, your director of this and director. I said, I don't want to be director of anything. I just want to go out in the United States of America as a refugee and screw up. They said, what? I said, yeah, be a chance to screw up, not a chance to succeed, but the chance to make my own mistakes without a safety net, without any degrees, without any medals, without anything else. Guess what? I screwed up and I enjoyed it. And you know what? That's the message I can give to you and the entire...
And everything they pitch with these participation medals and stuff is, don't screw up, never get out on the net. But Eisenhower was the end of understanding that centralization of knowledge was the problem with his military-industrial technocracy speech, because they had programs under Eisenhower that extended out to when my dad, even though he was gone by then, wrote off to, you know, to Union Carbide and to NASA, and then an 18-wheeler pulled up with a big ruby laser system because, you know, he was doing good in school and all this stuff. And he was like 14 years old, and they go, here's your laser system, now build it. They were actually testing to see, because they knew it wasn't going to come from the top. It was going to come from, and they were sending weapon systems and lasers and like stuff later he told me about the other people he knew were being sent even crazier stuff to see what kids would do, because back then the elite knew it was from the grassroots. That was the American system. Instead, it changed with a bunch of sycophant white shoe boys about how they're the elite, and Karl Rove walking around arrogant, not realizing if you really have real ideas, you know, you block your mind out when you become arrogant. These people are missing the very essence of creation, the very essence of that spark.
Yeah, no, you hit it on the head. And one of the reasons why I've criticized the CIA, but I've always admired what they've done, is because in the 1970s and 60s, they created the McCone Center at MIT to study political psychology, propaganda, national character with people like Lucian Pai, Everett Hagen, Ken Kaufman. And when you learn those things, you never forget it. And in turn, that was the essence of the CIA then. It eventually transmuted into other organizations, but they were always very kind to me. They've offered me endless types of jobs, and I just said, guys, I'm not interested. I don't want to be in the business of being controlled. And even when General Boykin asked me, do you want a clearance? I said, no. I don't want a clearance. I don't need a cover, because in the world I work in as a singleton, just as an American, I go out there to specifically get interrogated so I can find out for us what are the key issues that are going to be coming out in Syria. You don't find it out by confronting them. You find it out by having yourself arrested and finding out which questions are essential. Now, they never thought of that concept, but yet I have great generals like Keith Alexander and others, and Jerry.
Well, sure, you go out and you draw the enemy fire.
Yeah. Correct.
I want to go to some phone calls here, but I just got word. I just got word. I'm not going to say from whom. It's not Roger Stone, and it's not Sheriff Arpaio, and it's not anybody. Nobody we ever heard of. The paperwork is clear. The pardon is done.
Good.
He is set to sign it today. We'll see when that's announced, but they just want everybody to know that we have it here first. Our pile's coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. I want to go to a few phone calls right now. But it's not about, oh, we broke this or we did all this. It's about the fact that we got this in front of the president, and then he did something. That's how sequestered and why they're so pissed. Because they know he goes to InfoWars. He goes to Drudge. He goes to Breitbart. They know, and then he watches Hannity. That's interesting. Sir, don't even look at these people now.
Well, what they're trying to do, and we've talked about it before, is they're trying to deprecate you and deprecate you in a way that's just absurd, because most of the media is totally jealous of what you're capable of. They can't riff in the way that you do. And I'm not trying to butter you
up. You're nice.
You
know, I was told a week ago the paperwork was almost done. But go ahead.
You can't riff the way you riff with both insight and humor. If you could tell me who does that, and these are professional comedians. Look at Bill Maher. He can't do that. All he has done is just palaver. I've known Bill Maher when he was a comedian in New York.
Well, teleprompters.
Well, that's correct. Then you look at, whatever else, the British guy, totally useless. I mean, when you come to Alex Jones, and this was very important, and I want the audience to understand it. This is not just about giving you information. This is the ability to absorb it and understand the actual passions of somebody like yourself who grew up in Texas, somebody like myself. Most people don't realize I grew up in Harlem. On 108th Street in Amsterdam, I went to Booker T. Washington. What's a white minority guy doing in a black school? So when you want to talk to me about the elites, this is the way I got out. I got out because I got a scholarship thanks to Nelson Rockefeller, which was anonymous. In other words, you had to compete. It was called the New York State Region Scholarship. And by chance, I won one out of 800 out of 2 million. And I go to a school I've never heard of, Cornell. I hadn't any shopping. My parents couldn't care less.
But you know the Rockefellers were obsessed with test scores. They wanted to get everybody that had a brain.
Well, I'm going to say something, but I know the Rockefeller, certain parts of the family. You know, they have much money, and they've done many things. But within their own family, and I won't name it, they have had massive, massive tragedy. When a son is commits suicide and a daughter's hospitalized, that's not enough to be a Rockefeller. And I have pity for them. The Rockefeller Foundation, however, has been a
fund. No, you're right. Great wealth is a curse. People don't know that.
No, it is a great curse. I used to treat very wealthy people in many places, and they couldn't find their point of happiness.
No, I mean, I found out later, like, all these members of my family, people that were involved in the Texas Instrument calculators and missiles and everything, like, they would get, like, $1 billion. Back when it was $1 billion, they would just give it away. And I'm like, why do they do this? It was like, because they know it's a curse.
That's correct. It's not only a curse, the guilt that comes in from making the money however they made it. The Texas Instruments pretty legitimate at that time, but the point is most of them, you can't become a billionaire without being a crook. I mean, it's just not possible. At the same time, in order to assuage their own guilt, they give it away and make it sound as if they're really self-righteous and noble. I mean, nothing is more egregious than the Gates Foundation, as if he had some major influence.
Oh, well, that foundation's a money laundering deal. He gets the money back.
Correct. Now, that's correct, but there is an organization within the government that we never talk about, and that's DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. And what do? They go out and they find the smartest individual.
Well, no, I mean, it was basically DARPA. What was the name of it before that sent my dad the 18-wheeler with a laser?
Well, that was DARPA or ARPA at that time, but it was Defense Advanced Research Project Agency that understood the Internet in the 60s and the 70s.
But think of the thinking in, like, 1965 to be
correct.
Sending thousands of kids science sets and 18-wheelers with lasers not put together to say, how would you put this together to see what you did? You know, and then my dad created like a particle beam, actually, not even a ruby laser, and then it was blew up, but it was a big success. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Imagine the mindset of that. We're going to promise. We're going to your phone calls on the other side, then Judge Arpaio exclusive coming up. Stay with us.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
now, forever gone. Scott in Connecticut. Scott in Connecticut, listening at 1120 a.m. WBCM, wants to talk about Afghanistan. Scott, thanks for holding. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. It's an honor to speak to a legend like you.
No, honor to talk to you. Come on.
Well, this is what I want to say. We need to get out of Afghanistan, the Middle East. There's no point of us being there. The only one that benefits, sir, is Israel and the Zionists. We're there because we're joined to the hip with Israel and the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, wields tremendous power. Congressmen and senators can't get elected to office in this country if they're against Israel. They're branded as an anti-Semite, a Jew hater. They just wield too much power. And talking about AIPAC, all of the garbage that's going on for Trump is coming from George Soros, who is an international Jewish banker, communist, and fifth columnist, who's behind the Occupy Wall Street movement and the Black Lives Matter. And him, along with Charles Schumer and Adam Schiff and Bernie Sanders, Dianne Feinstein, want to make America a Jewish communist nation. Let's be honest. America absolutely, positively has a Zionist-occupied government, a Zog. The Jews control Wall Street, the media, Hollywood, and American foreign policy. The proof is...
Well, let me ask you this question, because I think in your statement is the answer. You've got Soros trying to overthrow Israel and Netanyahu in the documents, in the WikiLeaks. And then you're saying that Soros is controlling America when he was a Nazi collaborator. Isn't it that you've got all sorts of different Jews in the world with different political views, and that some of these leftist Jews, because they're just leftist, have these collectivist models? I mean, I understand there's a big Israel lobby, and I don't like any foreign lobby manipulating us, and I've been against it. So I get called anti-Israel while I'm called, you know, a minion of Israel. But let's get Pachinik's take on that, because, I mean, I know... Dr. Pachinik, you had family that actually did die under Hitler's occupation. You know, you're, I guess, half Jewish or whatever. You know, so you guys fled to Cuba because the U.S. wouldn't take you or whatever. You know, earlier, I guess, with FDR, but later would. You've written a book about it and your mother's experiences. I mean, what is your real view on this? Is the guy that did the Camp David Accords successfully, well, with Jimmy Carter? I mean, you're a famous guy when it comes to Middle Eastern peace. What's really happening?
He's not wrong. I wish he were, but the issue of our I'm as a Jew, and in the beginning, I was in what's called Betah. Betah was the right wing of the Israeli armed forces and the right wing of the political system. What the gentleman is trying to say, and he's not being anti-Semitic, is that there is a disproportionate number of Jews in the White House. He's absolutely correct. I do not need an Orthodox Jew in the White House who's going to tell you about Chabad. What they don't tell you about Chabad is that Rabbi Schneerson was a traitor. When he got out of Warsaw with the Nazi help and the Abwehr, he came to the United States and denounced my family, who was exterminated, and said the 6 million Jews were deserved to die. So we have Israel. When, in fact, we, the escaping Jews from Europe, tried to get to Israel, and Eichmann actually spoke Hebrew. He was in Israel in the 1920s. Ben-Gurion and the head of the Jewish agency said to the Eichmann, who wanted money and needed people, he said, we will give you thousands of the Jews in the camps in return for some financial help. The answer was no. We need 300 cows instead of one Jew. So the issue of the American Jew who knows nothing about anti-Semitism, the AIPAC issue, he's correct.
Isn't it really a ruling class of people feeding? Isn't it so-called Jews feeding on Jews? Like Soros is a Nazi collaborator.
Jews feeding on Jews. You have different cultural Jews. I mean, in Israel, you have 124 types of Jews. What he's saying is that in America, AIPAC does have disproportionate power. Let me give the example of...
Hold on, let's come back with that and get Scott's comeback. Then our pile's on. How am I going to tell you 20 hours a day? There's just so much to cover here. It's all uncensored. It's all real.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue.